Jennifer Susing, assistant superintendent in Nashua, says, like many across the state and nation, her district has been getting ready for the Smarter Balanced Assessment for years.
Practice test, pilot test, field test, training test. We participate in all aspects of it.
Now that the test has begun, Susing says, after all the buildup for this new test that's on computers, includes a long, multi-part math question and a written portion on the English side, the real thing was a bit of a come down.
And as I was walking out the door, I heard the teacher say to the kids, "So what did you think, kids?" And they said, "You know what? It wasn't as long as we thought it was going to be. It wasn't as hard as we thought it was going to be."
Most districts will tell you that the test has caused relatively minimal disruption to the school day thus far. But that's not to say that there hasn't been a great deal of hue and cry as the assessments roll out. In both Manchester and Nashua, political opposition to standardized testing led the school boards to send letters home to parents informing them that they had the right to pull their kids from the exam.
They do have a right, a parental right to refusal, which they've had prior to Smarter Balanced and will have most likely, unless it become a dictator state, after Smarter Balanced.
David Ryan is an assistant superintendent in Manchester, where so far 196 parents have written to the school asking for their children to be exempted. Even though that's by far the biggest population of parents opting out in the state, it's still only 1% of the students in the district. Federal rules require that 95% of students take the assessment, and only if a district slips below that bar does it face sanction. So, is the opt-out push getting traction elsewhere? In Nashua, Susing says it's an even smaller number.
Five third-grade parents. So five out of 12 elementary schools worth of grade three parents.
According to superintendents across the state, there seem to be only a smattering of opt-outs in other schools. And wherever parents pull their students out of the exam, districts are treading very carefully. The State Department of Education has issued a letter which says parents don't have a right to opt out, though they can keep their students home from school. If a student refuses the exam, the letter says, quote, "The school should respond in a manner similar to any other instance where a student refuses to participate." But in Manchester, students who refuse are being allowed to study in the library or go to class. David Ryan insists that's their best option.
We can't physically stand over a child and force him or her to take a test, nor would we want to. That's not our role.
While the adults, especially those who are into politics, battle over the education policy fights of the day, for students, this is just another assessment.
So I'm doing a story about the Smarter Balanced. Have you heard about the Smarter Balanced?
Yeah.
What have they told you?
That it's replacing the kneecaps. It's really all that they've told us.
They haven't told you anything like...
And you don't have to do it if your parents keep you back, but you still have to go to school.
Dylan Rue and Chris Hunt are brothers from Manchester in 8th and 4th grade. These two... In fact, a whole generation of students are already veterans of standardized testing.
So, you know, are you anxious about it at all? It's just like, whatever.
No,
it's whatever.
It's math, and I'm really good at math.
Rue and Hunt will take their tests in April, and the schools have until mid-June to finish administering the Smarter Balanced. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.